This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour on Doug Steffens, Good Day. Doug will be along shortly. I'm Jay Kirshner. There is one.
Yeah, let's sing. Go ahead. You can play that. Go ahead, Chris. Play it. Modern rendition. I'm not ever sure that I understood why this was something associated with the 4th of July. Are you? It's just, maybe it tells a story of an American, a modern American, but never really, it doesn't grab me. Was this ever used in that movie that starred Tom Cruise? Called, what
Top
was that?
Gun? Maverick?
No, no. No, the one about him
Born on
the
4th of July, that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, right, yeah. I remember
no,
this.
I don't
was,
know.
No. All right, Chris says it wasn't. Okay, here we are. It's the July 4th celebration that ought to go on all week long as far as I'm concerned. July 2nd, 1776, in a virtually unanimous vote, the first Continental Congress was in favor of the Lee Declaration. Remember, we were talking about the, if you're just joining us, I was going through a number of the people who were important in the various states, and Richard Henry Lee was the Virginia delegate. So he was the one who moved this forward, if you will. The Declaration had been written largely by Thomas Jefferson. A lot of people think because John Hancock's name was on it first, or it was the biggest one, he actually had nothing to do with writing it. It's just his signature that people talk about. John Adams wrote to his wife Abigail that July 2nd will, quote, be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival, and that the celebration ought to include pomp and parade, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations. So how much of that do we have? We have parades.
Mm-hmm.
We have games, a lot of athletic contests today, right? Guns, certainly plenty of them around. And bonfires.
Fireworks, carnivals.
Right, yeah.
Air shows everywhere.
So speaking of guns, it's hard to get away from some of the things that have happened this past weekend, including the three Kentucky officers who were killed by gunmen who opened fire. Three Kentucky police shot and killed after a 49-year-old man who is apparently in custody at the moment gunned him down. And there were a bunch of others that were, this is a domestic dispute. Those are always the most dangerous. The three officers have been identified. This is Floyd County, Kentucky. I look at this stuff, and it just, I don't want to talk about it. And I feel like, you know, the program is about current events in part. But what good does it do other than to, you know, sort of balance the scales, if you will, because we have other circumstances, other shootings. Here's the counter to what happened in Kentucky. This time it happened in Ohio. The footage of police officers opening fire on a 25-year-old black man, was he shot 60 times or something? Nice.
Yeah, it was a lot. And his name's Jalen Walker, and the mayor and the police chief both apologized to the family during a news conference.
Apologize? What is that going to do? The guy's got 60 holes in his body.
Well, but they were also commending the family, the Walker family, because they were calling for peaceful protests. They were saying, please don't let him die in vain, that anybody takes it further than a peaceful protest. Now, Jalen Walker, in the video, it does look like he shot out during the vehicle chase, then went on to...
They were chasing him, right?
They were after him. It was a traffic violation and an equipment violation on his vehicle, and he let
So that's
go.
Worth 60 bullets, because you go, like, light that doesn't work?
And the thing is while he shot out, allegedly the video shows that he shot out the driver's side, and then once the car came to a stop, or it didn't come to a stop, I'm sorry.
He had a gun in the car?
A gun was found. A gun and ammunition. However, on his person as he was running away, he was unarmed. So that's what they're investigating. And both the police chief and the mayor are saying he did not pose a threat to police when he was shot because he did not have a weapon on him.
Well, if the police chief and the mayor say that, there's got to be something to it. Now, oftentimes, at least the police chief will take a while to examine and see what's going on and then make a statement. But this was pretty much instantaneous. Wasn't it? There was not much. It was a quick investigation because of the police body cams. And this is what it shows him. Okay, so he's on Route 8 in Akron, and he has no taillight or something. And so they pull him over, and then this guy starts shooting, or at least you can see the flash of a gun.
Allegedly one shot out of the driver's side window, and then the car didn't come to a stop, but it came to a slow roll when he jumped out of the passenger side, took off on foot, and that's when police officers started shooting. And even the police chief was saying that he tells his officers, if you are going to make that decision to pull out your weapon and fire it at somebody, you better be prepared to state your case as to why you felt the need to do so. So it looks like the mayor and the police chief are in the camp that he may have fired a shot. He may have had a weapon on him at the time in the car, but the weapon was left in the car. He was unarmed.
But how did the police know that he didn't have arms? I mean, I'll play devil's advocate here for a second. How do they know he shot at the out of the car?
I think that's one of the parts that they're investigating as to was this the best course of action for him. While they were running after him, to just shoot him down while he was running away. Is there something else that they can be training? That's what I believe the police chief and the mayor themselves are talking about.
So what will happen to these police officers? They all get fired? Should they be fired? That's maybe a question for social media, because there'll be plenty of people that have lots to say about this. The police did the right thing. I can't buy shooting a guy 60 times as the right thing to do, no matter what. If he had a gun, didn't have a gun, you don't use him for target practice, and that's basically what I get out of this. A cursory review of this seems to the most obvious conclusion that a reasonable person can make is that there was hardly a need to fill this guy with 60 bullets. I don't see it.
To echo what you're saying, Doug, that many times without return fire seems like an emotional response, and then you
right anger of, a response of well, either fear or anger.
Well. Yeah, and keep in mind that police officers are human and will feel these very human emotions. But the fact is that they should be trained to work through that, and I'm sure that psychology reports will be handled as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's one more shooting to talk about. It didn't happen here. It happened over in Denmark. We'll talk about that after this.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome to the Everyday Hotel. You'll be on the second floor and your other room will be on the 14th.
Wait, we asked for connecting rooms? These are 12 floors apart.
We tried, ma'am, but technically they're only 11 floors apart. We don't have a 13th floor.
We can't be 11 floors away from our kids.
I don't see a problem.
Stuart!
When you want separate rooms, but not that separate, it matters where you stay. Only Hilton offers confirmed connecting rooms at the time of booking. Hilton, for the stay.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or new Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
When flying insects show up in your home, how do you get rid of them? Hopelessly clapping every single one? Aimlessly swatting back and forth? Hanging fly strips in your living room? Ew, ew, ew. Instead, try Zevo traps. Zevo uses light, not odor or chemical insecticides, to attract and trap bugs, working continuously so you don't have to. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly. Now at a store near you.
Sound like Bo Diddley, who is Bo Diddley and Bug Deadly. Okay, 17 after. This is the July 4th. A lot of protesting going on in communities around the country. You know, we were talking about what the Founding Fathers said ought to be the standard of celebration. One of the things when we think about America, what it stands for is freedom to protest. And people say, well, then why are you talking about January 6th the way you do? Well, because that didn't quite fit the bill as to a peaceful protest. That's what we celebrate. A lot of peaceful protests this weekend over abortion, dissent, depending on where you are. Some supported. Again, back to what we were talking about, the original 13 colonies and how unique they were. Well, we still have 50 states, and they're very unique as well. And so some states are showing dissent over the abortion decision. Some states are showing support for it, but it's part of the 4th of July, it would seem, this week. All right, over in Copenhagen, the mall there that got shot up by a, you know, this is one of these things. Is it random? Was there somebody who was a terrorist? It didn't appear to be terror-related, though. Copenhagen is not one of those cities where you would think there'd be, you know, that kind of stuff going on. But look at the people who were killed. Kids were killed. Yeah. Three people. Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently the shooter, it was just a random attack, and he has been known by mental health facilities.
This guy.
Or mental health outlets. So
what's the gun law in Denmark? I can't imagine that it's very, that owning a gun is easy. In either any of the Scandinavian countries, I can't imagine that it's easy to get a gun or to have a gun. That's not part of the MO.
And apparently he had access to, I believe he used a rifle. He had access to a different gun, mm-hmm. and he had a knife.
Well, knives are easy to get.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Guns not so easy to get. In those.
Where some of those kind of like big blades, I believe you have to have
like. Yeah, like machetes. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, the people over there have a different approach to this sort of thing because it's, you know, we've become immune almost or numb to it here. Over there, not the case. And a lot of people wondering out loud, how can a person do this to another human being? Which is the question that I always ask. And the answer is they're out of their minds. Literally insane. The only person that would do something like this is completely deranged and insane. So what do? You put them in jail. A few times you come across somebody that just needs to die.
The temporary insanity situations or deeper, truly disturbed human
right.
beings.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, not just happening here. That's the bottom line. 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, celebrity gossip time, things that are trending on social media. You can connect with us on our social media on Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter it's Good Day On Air. And you can follow us, the download every day, which is basically a podcast of some of the things that define the discussion of the day. For example, a recent conversation on Louis Armstrong, matter of fact. And then we talk on this particular download about dogs and children dying in cars because of the heat. There's a lot of conversation about the economy, what people like you are saying and thinking and doing about surviving in this economy, given the business with gasoline costs, that sort of thing. And Cameron Diaz comes out of retirement, all that and a lot more. Get the you can find the podcast and the continuation of the program all day, every day at gooddayshow.com, okay? Gooddayshow.com has the entire program as it plays back all day, every day, and so is the podcast available there. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Heidi Klum has a claim. Ooh, I like that, right? Heidi Klum, E-I-E-I-O. Heidi Klum has a claim. Okay, so apparently she has a potty mouth. What's, is that safe to say? She's...
Does she? I haven't heard that.
Yeah, she was on with Stephen Colbert, and she was talking about how when she's being made up to go on stage or whatever, she oftentimes gets off onto whatever is bothering her, and she apparently has a mouth. She says she can stop herself from swearing. Swearing and sweating, both.
Oh, yeah, she can stop her face from sweating. Apparently,
yes.
It's one of those things that she, when she's doing her show, Project Runway, with Tim Gunn, apparently he puts on no makeup. He just goes out there as is, looks flawless. She spends over 2 hours in the makeup chair, and a lot of times whenever they're doing red carpets or anything, you have these makeup people who come up and they're blotting the skin or applying powder so people don't look shiny. And so she said that she just tells her face to stop sweating. She can't stop her full body from sweating, but she can stop her face from sweating so that she doesn't get shiny. How does one accumulate that talent?
I'm not sure. Do you think about it? I was thinking that, well, when I saw that, I thought she was talking about swearing. And then I got into my mind all of the people that I've known who were, you know, public officials or who were people that were public, you know, they were celebrities. And it always startles me when I hear the F word out of a woman's mouth or a celebrity's mouth or somebody that, or a politician. I remember, you know, Patrick Leahy from Vermont has been sick, and he's the third in line for the presidency. And I remember doing a farm sort of gathering on the lawn in front of the Capitol a number of years ago, and I had a cow. And Patrick Leahy, the senator from Vermont, which is perhaps the standard issue in Vermont, is to know how to milk a cow. And so he came over to me, and he never had met me before. He kind of knew who I was, but he didn't really know who I was. And so he told me a dirty joke about a cow. I didn't think I was hearing the right thing. I didn't think I was hearing what I heard from him until I really kind of focused on what he was saying. He said, "Did you hear about the cow?" And here's the senator, United States senator from Vermont, who I guess, you know, he's a human being like everybody else and probably a lot of senators. You know, I was just trying to envision other senators telling dirty jokes and whether that's what they do in the Senate chambers. Hey, Ralph, did you hear this story?
Their inner circle.
Yeah, I mean, they're comfortable. But he didn't know me, and yet he was comfortable enough to tell me a dirty joke about a cow. Anyway.
So that's not just an inner circle kind of personality. That's
no, apparently not.
Personality.
Right, yeah. 28 past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I do not believe that any of us would exchange places with any other people or any other generation. The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy at his 1961 inauguration speech. Air travelers are facing delays and cancellations this 4th of July weekend. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled so far this weekend within, into, or out of the United States. About 14,000 flights have been delayed so far over the holiday weekend. That's according to FlightAware. We are USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
In his entire lifetime, President Biden has been to China more than he has been to the U.S.-Mexico border. This could be an indication on why he doesn't understand the crisis facing the security of this nation. Republican Arizona Governor Andy Biggs was at the U.S.-Mexico border last night. He posted a video on Twitter.
It's a little after 4:30 in the morning, still dark, dawn's not broken yet. And you can see behind me, in that little group, there's probably 150 folks right there. Being overrun, they don't have enough bed space or anything in that detention center and the processing center. So they'll release these folks into the interior of the country.
Orlando, Florida city officials were harshly criticized for sending out a woke message as they promoted a 4th of July fireworks show. The promotional email started off right away with a negative attitude stating that, quote, a lot of people probably don't want to celebrate our nation right now, and we can't blame them, end quote, from Orlando city officials. Orlando is home to Disney World and explains their hate for America on her birthday. First responders are reporting at least 6 people were killed and another 8 injured following an avalanche of ice in the Italian Alps. Marmolada, the tallest mountain in the Dolomites, the location is about 3.5 hours drive north of Venice. At least a dozen people are still missing. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Financial.
Lee.
Natural.
Lee.
Internal.
Lee.
External.
Lee.
Fraternal.
Lee.
Eternal.
Lee.
The
FFB. The first family in the sovereign colony of Virginia.
All right, so this is probably from that show, 13, what was the name of that show? 13 something, I'm guessing. 17, 13, 13, yeah. Good, Doug. 1776, yes. All right, listen, it's the 4th of July. What do you want from me? I had dinner out with friends last night, and now I'm... And I didn't have any ice cream. Problem with my day yesterday was it didn't end with a couple of scoops of ice cream. That if my day ends with a couple of scoops of ice cream, the next day is going to be fine and dandy. The nice news team looking for things on the 4th of July. This is our most patriotic weekend and week and day. I just wonder how many people really do. I know I I wax philosophical on most of these holidays, whether it's Memorial Day or Veterans Day, even Labor Day. Do people that are coming along, did we think about this as youngsters? And right now, I was talking to my grandson Miles last night. He was in the bathtub. Gramps! And so we were talking about he'd gone to England with his folks. And they just got back. And so we were talking about the trip. And then he said to me, Gramps, you know what tomorrow is? And I said, tomorrow is Monday. He said, no, like, you know, no, silly. Tomorrow is Independence Day. And I said, okay, Miles, what are we celebrating? He said, our freedom from the bad Brits. And he'd just come back from, they spent 2 weeks in England.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, he was fascinated. He was talking about, he went to the Railroad Museum. He said, Gramps, we have to go. So next time they go to England, I'm going to go with him for 4 or 5 days. And because there are so many things, he loves the same stuff that I do. He loves railroads. He loves planes. He loves things that move. And so we have to go visit some of those things together. But anyway, not just a sort of a quick, he's so funny, this kid. He is just, they're going to be here for 10 days in a couple of weeks. So I'm sure we'll hear him on the air. Yeah, he'll come in and visit because he's just getting to the age now. He's always liked to talk. But when I have him in the studio, the picture of me on my, I think it's, we've seen it a couple of places of him in the studio with me. But that was 3 or 4 years ago. So now he's feeling his oats, so I'm sure he'll be chatty with you when he gets here. Anyway, this summer holiday week, there are a lot of people who are feeling the inspiration. I do. This is a good way to get charged up, frankly. And I love being on the air. Thank you, Jay, for being here, because I'm not sure you loved coming in. But I keep going
fun.
On the air. Yeah, on a holiday,
yeah.
It's just...
You know, but just every morning, it's like you get to start the day with a friend. You get to chat with a friend, and it's great.
Yep. So, 4th of July fireworks. There are new things. We were talking about this earlier. There's a new... somebody dubbed this the patriotic way to celebrate the 4th of July. And I recoil at that because I don't, just because it's new and the people who are promoting it say it's eco-friendly, you know, give it a rest. At least can we have one day without somebody preaching to us about the environment and what we have to do to protect it? Listen, nobody's more of a conservative, really, than I am in terms of saving things, the planet, the farm, all that stuff.
You do so realistically, what you do doesn't also cause more harm, which is, I think, a lot of what people have a problem with.
Yeah.
In terms of the whole save the planet kind of mentality is, while figuring out things that will in turn help the planet, it's causing more harm for the planet. Like the electric cars. Well, it's causing just as much harm to the environment to create those cars.
Well, and what's left the batteries, nobody knows what they're going to do with the batteries. It's like nuclear waste. When they're spent, what do you do with them? It's not like you can melt them. You can melt the lead down in them and reuse that, but there are other things that are in them. It's kind of like the solar panels. My friend who's in the oil and gas business loves, because I want to put about 4 acres of solar on my farm, and he says, well, that's not going to be good. I said, well, what's the problem, Ralph? He says, well, because they have all kinds of things. And he's right. There are all kinds of things in them. But I do think that getting energy from the sun is about as practical way, if you're going to get off onto this save the planet routine. I don't know that a battery-powered car is going to do it. It's the rage, for sure. Everybody wants a truck. Everybody wants, we're going to have airplanes. I saw something the other day about a company in Arizona that's building an electric plane. Who's going to be the first one to fly in that? Not me. I'm not getting into that.
Thank you.
No. But you knew sooner or later somebody's going to try that.
Oh, of course. Why wouldn't they?
No, of course. Right. Okay, anyway. The fireworks that are such a monumental part of the celebration this week, they started in 1777. Which was, obviously, the first anniversary of our independence. So you get to the nitty-gritty of where you think the most, you think down south, because I always loved the signs for south of the border when you're driving down 95 or any of those 71. When you're heading south through the south, you see all of these signs for getting fireworks and stuff. Anyway, so this patriotic drone show, as it's being dubbed by the off the coast of Galveston, this little island there, and so they're having this quote-unquote patriotic drone show there, which is the last place I would have thought they would have it. I figure maybe New York, right? Chicago.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Right. No, but this is a an eco-friendly, it's dubbed, I'm reading this from the brochure, an eco-friendly alternative to fireworks displays. The drones and the fireworks are reusable, and they don't add to pollution. Okay. So, yeah, but no, it's not for me anyway. There are going to be 200 drones launched out over the Gulf. Apparently, they're going to do it last night, and they're doing it tonight. The manager of the Galveston Park Board said you can, download the app on your phone, and you can watch it and listen to the patriotic music playing as these drones are out there. Now, one of the things that they said, nah, I get this, kind of. There are veterans that have PTSD that can't handle the noise from, for obvious reasons, right? When the fireworks go off, just like dogs can't handle it, most dogs. As a matter of fact, I remember one year we had one of the guys on the farm. It talked me into doing a fireworks display on the farm, and it was the first and last time I ever do that because the cows were apoplectic. They went nuts. And
oh,
it's a loud
sure.
noise.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not going to like
it. Very
loud noise. Yeah, it is. So for humans in... So maybe this isn't such a bad idea after all. I've kind of put it, in my...
You talk yourself out of
well,
current opinion.
I'm not... I'm not jumping off of a bridge, but I do think it's an interesting reality, actually. We're talking about the true meaning of the 4th of July, and we'll continue in that vein as we continue here on the star-studded and holiday-loving Doug Stephan Good Day program.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Get an iPhone SE for just $19.99 when you switch. All on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Phone offer limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. You might think this sounds too good to be true, but we think it sounds like Skechers' new Massage Fit sneakers. Because Skechers, the comfort technology company, has designed a unique innovation that makes it feel like you're pampering your feet with a gentle massage in every step. The secret is Skechers' new patented wave technology on the sole that gently massages your feet while you're walking around. It feels amazing and is so gentle you can wear them all day just like your other favorite Skechers sneakers. And not only will you be getting the massage, you'll also be getting Skechers' other famous comfort features, like a special luxury insole that offers extra support for 24/7 comfort. Plus, they come in a variety of fashionable styles, including lace-up and slip-ons, and they're machine washable for easy care. Get a bonus massage in every step with Skechers' new Massage Fit. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You know, I'm listening to that. I'm thinking about some of the good news today. There's a breakthrough in prostate cancer therapy that we ought to talk about for a moment or two, Jay. Apparently, this breakthrough could stop the tumor itself from spreading after it becomes resistant to whatever therapies are around right now.
Yeah.
It's an anti-hormonal treatment that blocks the signal sent out by testosterone that stimulates tumor growth. That's kind of like testosterone does that, and human growth hormone does that. You don't ever want to take, this is something bodybuilders take a lot of, and other people, but if you have any cancer cell, and we all have them, by the way, everybody has cancer cells all through their body. They just don't, in the normal body, they don't collect together. But we all have cancer cells. They're just part of our DNA. Excuse me. But anyway, this research team, led by some Dutch doctors, found proteins that normally regulate the circadian rhythm in our body. That's our clock. And this, when used the way they're trying to use them here, apparently it blocks the effects of the normal therapy. If you have too much of it.
That's why the cancer grows or spreads. It's because of these proteins. And because they found this, they can change up the way that they're doing different medications. And if the cancer does become not really working with the therapy, at least it won't spread. They've saved like decades of research just by finding out the reason why this prostate cancer is spreading.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good breakthrough. You know, more men have it.
More men have it than women?
Well, I wasn't thinking about that. Excuse me. What I was thinking about was what I was told the last time I had a prostate exam. Because men, if you're smart, you get the digital exam. You don't like it. Doesn't feel good. But you should have it because it's a very important sign as to what else is going on in your body. So I remember the last time when I had my last physical a few months ago, the doctor said, well, that's the last time we'll do that. And I looked at him. I said, what do you mean? Is there something wrong? He said, no, you're, I always love it. It's a perfect size for a man your age. Okay, fine, thanks. Tell me that.
Is that a backhanded compliment?
I don't know. You know, I'm sure you've never had this conversation with your father, but I'll act like I'll be a surrogate here. Every man needs to know what's going on in that part of his body because it tells you so much about what's going on in the rest of your body. And so, but what the doctor said to me is we'll never check it again because insurance doesn't pay for it after you're 75. Because they figure if you get it that late in life, it won't kill you because it takes so long. There are a lot of men who are older that have prostate cancer, but it doesn't affect them one way or another because the older you get, the less sexual activity you have. And that's basically what causes the problem. Everything gets, this is kind of crude, but everything, the less you have of activity there, more things get plugged up. And that's what causes the problem. When you don't have enough exercise there, it gets plugged up.
So sex saves lives? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that was probably very apt for that. Yes, yeah. So anyway, but this is good news. For those who have my friend who I've known for 50 years who died last year of prostate cancer, he had it from when he was 60 and he died at 79, and it was miserable. And the stuff he had to take, the places he had to go, the experiences that he had were just horrible. It's just one of those things. Sometimes it's hereditary, part of your DNA, whatever it is, but be very careful and know what's going on there. I guess that's the bottom line, and good news for that breakthrough. It's 10 minutes for the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New America American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Got a new Money Pit song?
No, this is actually an old Money Pit song.
Really?
This one in a long time.
I don't know this one.
The gospel, the Money Pit gospel singers there with our.
Yes, right. The gospel according to Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host along with Leslie Segretti of the fabulous Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. Also, they have a great podcast and a newsletter. We'll talk about some of those items of interest. But we first must deal with a listener whose name is Doug, who has a new 15-inch attic fan. He's considering installing the fan. But he wondered if it's economical to run an attic fan. I guess it depends on how you're running it. If you have squirrels up in your attic and they're running it, it'd be cheap. Right?
No, actually,
gerbils.
Running an attic fan is costly if you have central air conditioning, but not in the way you might think, Doug. Because when you have an attic fan, what happens is it typically will depressurize the attic, which is good, right? It takes the hot air out.
But the thing
is, it doesn't stop there. It will draw air through all the nooks and crannies in your walls and spaces around your outlets and actually reach into the interior of the home and pull that air-conditioned air out as well. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say it's expensive, because that means you have to run the air conditioning more so to make up for that difference.
Who would have
now,
thunk
if you have no air conditioning, no central air, then sure, then great to run it. But
suffer, sucker.
It doesn't cost a lot to run that actual fan, but the cost is that you pull your air conditioning out.
Well, air conditioning is expensive because you use a lot of electricity because of the way that it creates the cold. There's a lot of energy that gets used.
That's right.
To get the air through the freon gases, those tubes and stuff. Right? Isn't that how
that
works?
Correct. Yes, that's right. The air conditioning system itself is expensive to run because of the process. Now, the best ventilation for an attic that's hot is passive ventilation. So by that I mean soffit vents, the overhang of your roof. And a lot of times houses that were built, especially houses that were built like in this 60s, 70s, and 80s, where they had solid plywood soffits and then little ducts cut into them, little vents cut into them. Over the years, what happens is people will wrap those in aluminum and vinyl so they don't have to paint it, but then they never open up the soffits, so they're kind of choked off.
Yeah.
And then also ridge vents down the peak. Those two kinds of vents working together will flush out all the hot air actually more effectively than an attic fan would.
You know, it's very interesting. I was thinking about putting air conditioning. I live in an older house, like you do, and I was thinking, how can I take care of, because I have those individual units, not the window units, but the wall units that are made by Fujiaki or whoever it is in Japan that makes that stuff. And I have them too. Yeah. So I have three of them upstairs in the bedrooms.
Yep.
And they keep the individual bedrooms cool. And I was thinking, okay, what happens if I put in, my sister did an upstairs, so they had room in their attic, so they put an upstairs air conditioning system in their house, and they found it to be less costly than having three individual units. So
those are called split, what you have is called split ductless systems, and those are expensive to buy, and they can be expensive to run, and they're normally not designed to be room by room. They're really good for like open areas, where they can cover a number of rooms. But if you have space in the attic, that's always the best place to put in the air conditioning system, because cold air falls, you're not pushing it up two stories.
Yeah, right. And by the way, for those of you, just as an aside, talking about air conditioning and what it takes, your car, when you have, every car pretty much now is made with air conditioning, and when you engage that, even though it's easier, it used to be when you put the air conditioning, the older cars, first ones, if you didn't stop the car and take it out of gear before you put it in, you'd blow out something, because you can't just go. You couldn't with the old cars be driving 60 miles an hour and just hit the air conditioning button. It would blow. Yeah, blow, kaboom.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But the other thing that you may or may not have known is that it takes about a mile to 2 miles away from your, if you have a car that gets 17, 18 miles to a gallon, and you turn the air conditioning on, you lose a mile or two right then and there, and as long as you run it. It sucks more power, obviously, from the engine in order to keep your car cool. So there, how about them apples? All right, what's on the latest Money Pit podcast?
Oh, we take on summer paint projects, some tips on how
to
get the most out of your summer paint projects. We talk about some fixes for outdoor concrete surface. And
all right, I need to know about painting, because we're doing a lot of the painting at the barn, fixing up windows, and we decided to use a particular type of caulking that comes out of the gun. I forget what it's called. Instead of coming out of the can, it comes out of a gun. And it
for
was
painting?
Yeah.
So you're spraying instead of brushing?
No, we are brushing. Yeah, okay. But this caulking was used. So obviously it's a foreign art. To be continued. I think I need more info here. It's 59 past the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.